OSHA announces that employers will be held responsible for purchasing all protective gear for workers in dangerous environments, while the Department of Homeland Security releases its long-awaited final list of chemicals to be controlled under 2001 anti-terrorism laws. Today is November 16, 2007, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, World Leaders in Operational Risk Management Software and Services for Environmental Reporting.
Who does the Pentagon call to handle their waste? The Government Accountability Office released a report this week that details how the Department of Defense oversees off-site disposal of waste from DoD installations. According to the report, the department primarily relies on private contractors. The procedures depend on whether the waste was generated from routine operations or from an environmental cleanup. For routine operations, the department's preferred process is for installations to rely on regional contracts awarded to private firms, which must select transporters, treatment, storage, and disposal facilities from a DoD-approved list. Similarly, for environmental cleanups, DoD relies on contractors to manage the cleanup projects. However, unlike routine cleanups, these contracts do not have an approved list from which they can choose. No more paying for your own protection gear. OSHA has announced a final rule that all personal protection equipment, or PPE, with a few exceptions, will be provided by the employer. The final rule contains a few exceptions for ordinary safety-toed footwear, ordinary prescription safety eyewear, logging boots, and ordinary clothing and weather-related gear. The final rule also clarifies OSHA's requirements regarding payment for employee-owned and replacement protection equipment. The rule also provides an enforcement deadline of May 15, 2008, to allow employers time to change their existing PPE payment policies to accommodate the final rule. Coming up, EPA announces its highest fiscal year ever in settlements from enforcement activities, and the Department of Defense lets industry know which chemicals will be subject to post-9/11 anti-terrorism laws, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
Industries, government agencies, and other regulated entities agreed to spend a record $10.6 billion in pollution controls and environmental projects, exceeding the previous record of $10.2 billion set in 2005. The agency has faced criticism this year from environmental groups and in the pages of Pollution Engineering for reductions in enforcement staff. Enforcement agencies like the EPA under the Bush administration have tended to demand remedial actions in lieu of punitive fines. Kranta Y. Nakamiya, Assistant Administrator for EPA's Office of Enforcement and Compliance Assurance, attributed the increase to more stringent enforcement. Here's Nakamiya.
EPA believes in firm and fair enforcement, and our results bear that out. In fiscal year 2007, our enforcement agreements with polluters ensure that they will invest a record high of $10.6 billion to reduce pollution.
Several major settlements, including one $4.7 billion settlement with American Electric Power of Columbus, Ohio, contributed to the record figure. Also, as a result of Superfund enforcement and other remediation agreements, responsible parties agreed to invest $688 million last year to clean up contamination. According to EPA, in FY 2007, the criminal enforcement program opened 10% more environmental crime cases than in 2006. The agency reached a record high of 3 million regulated entities through compliance assistance. The Department of Homeland Security has finally released Appendix A of the Chemical Facility Anti-Terrorism Standards. The appendix contains a list of chemicals which, if possessed by a facility in specific quantity, trigger a requirement to complete and submit an online consequence assessment tool called a top screen. Appendix A lists approximately 300 chemicals of interest and includes common industrial chemicals, such as chlorine, propane, and anhydrous ammonia, as well as specialty chemicals such as arsine and phosphorus trichloride. Facilities that possess chemicals of interest at or above the listed screening threshold quantities are required to complete the top screen by January 1, 2008. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management, software, and services for environmental reporting.